It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Does it start recording right away or does it give me,
I have no idea.
Yeah, whatever.
I have no idea.
Anyway, what's going on, everybody? It's the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter.
What's up?
What's up, you ace? Of course, the Plan B After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Find them on Facebook. You can also give Gilson Cycle a call because they're still serving you. Obviously, they're making sure everyone's staying safe and healthy, but if you need some work done on your cycle, Gilson Cycle is the place to call. 269-876-0882 for Gilson Cycle. Well, it's Friday, buddy, so we get to do one of our favorite things. I wish we did this every day. I mean, Five Fact Friday. I love this. Five facts, five opinions for you. We're going to teach you a thing or two. You're going to learn some shit and maybe get smarter, maybe get dumber. I honestly don't know. We're going to figure it out.
Dumber. That's usually probably what happens.
That's right.
Get a little bit dumber.
I don't think anyone's ever said, thank you, Brock and Hunter, for teaching us things. All right, here we go. Fact number one, opinion number one. Westerns were once so popular that in 1959, there were 30 primetime Westerns on TV on three channels. Holy shit.
So here's the thing. I can appreciate a good old Western, man. But,
yeah,
you know, now the more you learn about it, how corny it is and how much of it, like, wasn't really true.
Yeah.
It's like, then you can start. I don't know. I watch them now, and I can get like 30 minutes through it, and I'm just like, all right, I'm good.
See, I really enjoy it. It makes me feel like I'm at home. My mom watches Westerns basically all day. She knows the schedule on the MeTV or whatever it is. Like, she knows what time Bonanza's on, what time The Rifleman, which I think The Rifleman is her favorite. Wagon Train, dude. There's so many out there, and yeah, there are some cheesy ones, but you know, like Gunsmoke is a really great show. Rifleman. I love The Rifleman. That's a great show. There are some cheesy ones, but there are also some really, really good ones. So
I am a fan of like the old school shows. I love it. I love it. But I don't know. Westerns are just, it's just too much for me, I think.
Either they're amazing or they're just terrible. Like, I'll be honest. Like, I took a chance on this one. It's called like Diablo. I don't know if you've seen it. It stars Scott Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's son.
And like,
When you look at the picture, like the picture for it, you're like, oh shit, this is gonna be. He looks like his dad when his dad was younger. Like, I can't wait for this.
I watched a whole podcast with him once, and he was like, he didn't have like a really close relationship with his dad, I guess.
No, I mean, well,
like, they kind of went their separate ways at one point. And, I remember him talking like they got back together later on, like after like he started acting and doing his thing, but. It was just interesting him talking about growing up and how his dad was so famous and life growing up underneath Clint Eastwood. Could you imagine?
Yeah, and his shadow and everything, for sure. Like, I get it, but man, oh man, like it'd be dope to be Clint Eastwood's son. I mean, like, your dad's the biggest Western movie star of all time. But I will say that Diablo movie, and I don't know if it was the acting or if the movie was just kind of shoddily put together. It wasn't very good. I got about half hour into it. I'm like, I can't. I'm not going to finish this. I'm not going to finish this movie. So step it up,
good.
Scott Eastwood.
All right.
Anyway. Oh, and by the way, too, that's why you need to watch Once Upon a Time in Mexico, because it does talk about it. You know, DiCaprio's star plays this guy who was a 50s Western superstar. And then it deals with him going into the 60s and 70s, stuff like that, or the 60s. Mm-hmm. But it's cool because they show some of the kind of the old, you know, campy Western stuff, which is great.
So. Nice.
Fact number two, opinion number two. When the word girl started being used in the 1300s, it just meant a child. It didn't specifically refer to female until the 1400s. So you could have little boys running around being like, hey, girl, and you, girl. Huh. You girls, get out of here. It just was for a child.
Well, you were called a girl your whole life anyway, so.
I am what I eat. What? No, wait, that's not right. That's not right. How's that work? Well, you know what's funny, though, is not even that terribly long ago, like in the like early 1900s, like boys would wear like their toddlers, like young boys would have almost like dresses on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
was that like a dress code for school or something?
No. Like, it just, that's what the kids would wear. It's just almost like a nightshirt. You know what I mean? I don't know. Weird. It's weird.
I got a night shirt. I got a Willy Wonka grandpa sleeping shirt.
Is it comfortable? I feel like it would just eventually by the end of the night, it would just be up to my nipples. And that's just how it would be.
Honestly, I'm going to say, yes, it's very comfortable. They figured that out. Yeah. Way back in the day. There's something about it's like you're free balling, but you're wearing a full robe or something. I don't know. There's something about it. Yeah. Pretty nice.
I'll have to check.
You know, I mean, here's what it is. Cause I'll sleep naked occasionally. I'll sleep with some underwear on. Depends on the day. If it's Tuesday, who knows? But there's something about that sleeping shirt that, do you like sleeping with like pajamas on as in like pants? Like,
no, even in the dead of winter, unless I'm like, even if I'm camping, like I can
you got to take the pants off.
I got to take it. Shorts, like in our camper, like even when we went camping in October, I just socks. If you sleep with socks on, you're a fucking psychopath. I'm going to say it right now. I don't trust you one bit. That's insane to me. And may, I don't know, maybe it'll change as I get older. Like I've noticed I wear socks around the house more than I used to just because my feet are getting cold.
So that sleeping shirt doesn't get all twisted up in your legs. If you know what I mean.
Yeah,
so
if
you typically wear pants to bed or not pants, but like pajama pants.
Yeah.
Like they always get twisted up and it sucks, especially if you're a dude, because other things get twisted up in your pants as well.
Yeah.
But
your balls get wrapped up in your nightshirt.
All right. But that sleeping shirt, I'm telling you, there's a whole nother realm of freedom with it.
I'll have to check it out. I like it, but I hardly, the big thing is I don't think I would like it because the shirt is the big thing. I can deal with pants, but I cannot sleep with the shirt on. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, all right, there you go. How do we get on that? There's a fact about kids being called girls. Fact number three, opinion number three, Rhode Island is 93 times smaller than Wyoming, but has nearly twice the population.
Wow.
Never been to Rhode Island. Speaking of wide open spaces, Wyoming is beautiful, beautiful country. I've been looking at, I
thought you were going to say something about my mom. That's what I thought.
See, I've got you trained so well that I can't say anything without you thinking, you say something about my mom, you dick.
All right.
No, I've been on this rampage because, you know, I was looking at that land up north and I've been kind of feeling like cooped up, just with the, you know, the pandemic and everything. So I've been looking on Zillow. And I've been looking for land for sale, like in Montana. And I'm like, Kiki, check this out. It's a 100-acre ranch. We could have horses and sheep and everything. And like, look, look at the mountains in the background. She's like, well, how much is it? I said, $950,000.
Yeah, not bad.
But dude, honestly, though, there is some land out there that I'm like, it's fucking cheap and it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, just cause it's, you know, you're in the middle of nowhere, you're in the middle of Montana. So
my dad used to go out there a lot and he had a buddy who bought land out there and they would travel out to, they take their Jeeps and they go out and they go hunting.
Yeah.
And they just spend like weeks out there and just, it's just kind of a little mini vacay, but
yeah,
it was kind of neat. Cause they had their own property out there so they could just kind of go out and just do what they wanted. See, and it was cool.
What's beautiful about it is, yeah, you can, obviously you got your own property and it's great, but because there's so much national parks, like because Kiki and I went there with our friends, Isaac and Alicia. And unfortunately we were a little hampered because that's when they were having all the wildfires, the forest fires there. But dude, oh my God, there's so much land that you can go just camp on. It's just, it's so wide open. And like, even in the national forest, which by the way, you get that, you do your research for it. And there's so much talk of fucking bears that you are just terrified constantly. And like, we went to this one spot and this lady, we were driving up and she came up to talk to us about like, hey, cause so we drove up on this ridge and they're like, hey, you gotta be careful during droughts like this because the exhaust from your car will start the grass on fire. It's so dry. The exhaust will start the grass on fire. We're like, oh really? Shit, we're so sorry. And then I think she just didn't want us to stay there even though we were allowed to, cause she technically had land that was part of the national parks. So we could camp there. She's like, by the way, I saw a bear yesterday. And so of course, middle of the night, Kiki fucking shakes me awake. She's like, Brock, wake up. I think there's a bear outside. I'm like, no, there's not. And of course I'm so tired, probably still a little drunk from the whiskey we had that night.
Yeah.
But there's so many places you can go if you get the bear, being mauled by a bear out of your head.
I don't know if it was a resurfaced picture. God, I can't even talk. Or if it was a new picture or if it was fake. Did you see that picture online of that guy shooting that bear that's supposed to be the biggest bear ever shot?
No, I didn't see that.
Dude, it's insane. And if it's real, it's, dude, I'm telling you, the bear is like the size of an elephant.
Dude, there's,
I mean, some of those pictures are a little, like, fabricated, obviously. Like, the guy's probably sitting a little bit back further than right next to the bear.
Yeah.
But, dude, you just look at this picture. And even if it was blown up for a little bit, just the way this bear looks,
yeah,
you're like, no, dude, I don't terrifying. Want any part in my life to run into one of these things when in confrontation.
You know, yeah.
Nature if you watch, fucking scary, man.
You need to watch Grizzly Man if you haven't watched it yet. It's a documentary by like Jorgen Jorgensen or something, some Swede or something like that. But I just watched it not too long ago, and it's about this guy who would spend the summers living with grizzly bears. And dude, they're giant killing machines. It's unbelievable. He ends up getting eaten by one. Which, you know, you kind of saw come, but like the pilot talking about, and there's audio of it because like he recorded everything. Mm-hmm. And so this, you got to watch it, dude. It's just, it's bananas. And yeah, that was the scariest part. That's the only problem with Montana is, you know, you see these signs and again, you take precautions and everything.
There's death around every corner.
And there really is. If you're not smart about it, you're going to get fucking eaten by a bear. Of course we were, you felt like kind of a chump sometimes when you talk to the people that lived around there. Cause like there's been no reported grizzly attacks of a group of two or more. So like, yeah, if you're by yourself, not making noise, you could get attacked by a grizzly bear. But if you're in a group of four people, like we were the whole time, it ain't going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're good.
You're fine. So, but yeah, Montana, back to what I was saying, Montana, I would live out there in a heartbeat, man. It's gorgeous. And we should all go. We need to take a camping trip out there. Mm-hmm. Do a little
Montana
camping.
Sucks.
You son of a bitch. I hope you get eaten by a bear. I hope it's a little tiny bear too. And everyone's like, really? That was the bear that ate him? I hope it's a bear that's like a little slow and just, you know, is like all the other bears make fun of that bear. And that's the bear that murders you.
Why go out there when you can go to Gary, Indiana, Brock? It's right around the corner.
Right around the corner. I think you'd die sooner in Gary, Indiana because of all the pollution than you would before a bear.
No, it's more dangerous there for sure. You're going to get shot.
What a crap hole. Gary, Indiana, just the armpit of Indiana. All right, fact number four, opinion number four. During the Vietnam War, super glue was used to seal wounds on the battlefield. I knew that.
I still do that to this day. If I get a cut, I'll throw some super glue in it.
I got a scar right here on my eye. And when my mom went to sew it up, she used super glue because we're not going to the hospital. Come on. Used super glue and her finger got stuck to my head.
Oh, God.
All of a sudden, she's like, okay, I think it's set. And then she's like, oh, no. Oh, wait. And get it. And then it opened back up, so we had to reseal it. But yeah,
nice.
Yeah, super
glue. It works good, man.
It does.
Was it Loctite, I think, makes it? It's kind of like super glue.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit thicker, and it's like a gel, so you can, like, kind of control it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever used super glue? You always get it on your fingers, period.
Always. Every fucking time.
Every time. Yep. It's always a bitch to get open, especially if you've already opened it once.
Yeah.
It's basically you're super gluing it back together.
And yeah.
The second time you use it is just, dude, hand it to dad. He'll get it open.
And
So this new glue is pretty nice. It's like you pinch it. It's got a little control thing with it. It's nice.
Because here's the thing. Has anyone ever successfully capped a super glue bottle and used it again? I don't think it's made for reuse. I buy a bunch of, like, I'll go to the dollar store and buy a bunch of the small ones because I'd rather use like 8 small packages than try and figure out how I'm going to close this cap and not super glue it to itself. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense.
So then finally you get enough pressure where you can open it and then it squirts out and gets on your thumbs and your fingers. And then it has that, you know, it dries. Then you have that feeling on your fingers.
Oh, dude, that's the worst. God. I can feel it right now because your feeling's gone. Yep. The feeling's gone.
You basically just got it. You got to scrape it off. Yep. You know, over time, you just keep scraping. It'll come off, but
eventually.
See, super glue is great for a lot of things, but it's not great when you get it on your hands.
Oh, dude, if you get it on your dick, it's terrible.
Yeah. What? All right. What American Pie?
Yeah. Glued myself to myself. Fact number five, opinion number five. We'll wrap it up here then. The little button on top of a baseball cap is called a squatchy. Squatchy.
Okay.
There you go. I hate those little button on there. Have you ever like hit your head and hit that button?
Oh yeah.
Into the top of your head. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Just feels like your brains are just squirting out of you. Oh, that's the worst, man. I hate that.
Yeah, that sucks.
Ow. I just hit my hand on the desk. Yeah, right there. That's a squatchy right there.
A squatchy.
Squatchy. Squat.
Does it come from the word Sasquatch?
I think so. Sasquatch.
Does he wear baseball caps? Is that what it's from?
Sasquatch has a little button on his head. Actually, Babe Ruth used to hook his cabbage patch to that on the inside. That's
how, oh, yeah. That's where it's from.
His cabbage leaf. That's how he kept it clean. Yeah, one of the premier athletes. Yeah. Got a cabbage leaf under his hat. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it. Five facts, five opinions for a Friday. It's Brock and Hunter. Thank you so much for listening to the Plan B After Show podcast. If you're watching the video and you want to hear more, you can go to our website, WIRX.com. And if you don't want to look at our stupid fucking faces, you can just listen to it on there. So, all right, that's going to do it. Of course, thank you to Gilson Cycle for bringing you the Plan B After Show podcast. Find them 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, or give them a call, 269-876-0882. Tell them thanks for giving you the Plan B After Show podcast. All right, that's going to do it for now. We'll see you guys next time. Have a great weekend.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right?
It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.